everything that rocks.
Oh, yeah. Welcome to it. The danger zone. That's what we like to call it.
Hey, better step back, bro. Better step back. You're in the danger zone.
You're in the danger zone, bro. You ready for that?
Is that what you say when you get in a fight at a bar?
Yeah.
Probably going to get your ass kicked if you say
no
that.
No one messes with you. You say you want a trip to the danger zone because you're getting pretty close. You're getting pretty close.
Actually, if somebody said that to me trying to fight me, I'd be like, you know what? You win.
Yeah.
You win. Yeah. I got nothing else.
Oh, dude, I don't want to go to the danger zone. Do you? That's what I thought.
I don't.
Yeah. Get out of here. It's a danger zone. It's so stupid. Anyway, let's keep removing. It's time for your rock news and rock history.
Here's your Plan B morning show rock news with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your rock news and rock history brought to you by AIR Advanced Import Repair, M139 in Benton Harbor. Breathe easy with AIR. Also, don't forget, while they last, you can pick up your free WIRX Baby Rocker Onboard window stickers. So if you
Metal
is it metal baby? It's a wee metal. Wee metal baby. It's a wee metal baby.
Metal.
Seriously, they're free. They're awesome. I got one on my truck. Kiki's got one on her car. So if you got a baby rocker on board, get it for free at AIR. If you need your car worked on or you just want to swing by, check them out. Well, a fully vaccinated Alice Cooper will test the concert waters with the announcement of a tour in September and October. The tour starts on September 17th in Atlantic City, New Jersey, and will wrap up October 23rd in Atlanta. Special guest Ace Frehley will open beginning on September 18th in New Hampshire and will be out through October 2nd in Tulupio, Mississippi. Why am I having a hard time with those words? Anyway, Cooper went on to say, quote, we've always had fun touring together, and it should be a heavy rock show with Ace and a great way to get everyone back to live concerts again. He also said, quote, it should be a great night of virtuoso guitars. Ace Frehley added, quote, I've known Alice for over 30 years. We're good friends, and we've toured together numerous times, and it's always had a blast. Our musical roots are very similar, and the combination of our two bands make for a great event that nobody is going to want to miss.
Nice.
Cooper is currently touring in support of his latest album, Detroit Stories, and Ace is plugging his latest studio effort and second covers collection, Origins, Volume 2. Obviously, they're two juggernauts of rock, and this is going to be an amazing show.
You know, yeah, he's just thinking about while you're, you know, reading that story is the difference of Alice Cooper touring then compared to now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's sex, drugs, rock and roll, booze, everything back in the day. Now he's probably got a really nice RV. He's got a little golf cart that pulls out the back of it so he can go golfing in between.
Yep. Yeah.
Concerts.
Everyone slows down a little bit. Even the godfather of shock and awe. Like, that's the thing is, all the crazy stage
nice
antics you see. Yeah. It's in nice hotel rooms. Day lilies in the back there in the green room. Like, it's just, yeah.
And he doesn't tear them apart. You know, he actually buys something for the hotel.
Yeah. There's Girl Scouts selling cookies in the back. He buys out the stock. It's just what he does. Should be a great show, though. A great concert lineup. All right, that is your rock news. Let's take a look at your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
On this day in rock history, May 21st, 1955, Stan Lynch, you know him as the original drummer for Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. He was born in Cincinnati, Ohio. Stan Lynch, fantastic drummer. Obviously, he was with Tom Petty for basically two decades before he split off. What I love, though, is on his Wikipedia page, it's a picture of him holding a guitar. It's like, guys, he was the original drummer. You couldn't find a picture for his Wikipedia page with him
like
holding
a drumstick or something.
Literally anything other than him holding a guitar. It's like, what?
Even
what are
like
you
a chicken drumstick. I don't care.
It would have worked.
A guitar.
It would have worked. All right, there you go. That is your rock news and rock history brought to you by AIR. We'll be back.